我们起来翻开圣经《使徒行传》十七章。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章十九节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 19.
十九节，他们就把他把保罗带到亚略巴谷，说：“你所讲的这新道理，我们也可以知道吗？”
19. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak?"
这是当时在雅典的许多的人对保罗的讲论所提出的疑问。
This was a question that the Athenians made to Paul.
对他们来讲这是他们第一次听见的，也是他们觉得不了解的。
This was the first time that they had heard of this new doctrine which they do not understand.
所以他们问保罗说，你所讲的是什么新的道理？
They asked of him, "What is this new doctrine you are speaking about?"
这是我们每一个人都会有的一个很正常的反应。
This is a very normal reaction.
当时保罗他人是在雅典。
Paul was in the city of Athens.
雅典是当时最大的文化城市之一。
Athens was a cultural center.
保罗在那边等待他的同工，他的同伴就是提摩太跟希拉。
Paul was awaiting the return of his colleagues, Silas and Timothy.
雅典是一个文化非常发达的一个城市。
Athens was a very culturally advanced city.
许多到那里的人都是要去发表他的知识，或者去寻求更多更新的知识。
Many of the people in Athens came to display their own knowledge or to pursue new knowledge.
所以那是一个充满着新奇充满着挑战的一个城市。
It was a city full of new ideas and challenges.
因为许多人到那里的目的就是要学习新的东西。
The purpose of many visitors to Athens was to learn new ideas.
很多人到那里就是要去发表自己新的发现或者新的感受。
Many also came to talk about their new discoveries or their new perceptions.
因此这也是一个充满着这个神像跟祭坛的一个城市。
It was a city full of divinities and altars.
因为有很多的事情是超过了人所能够想象或者能够获得的。
Because many things in life are beyond what we can imagine or comprehend.
所以这是一个文化很进步的地方，也是一个充满着迷信的一个城市。
This was a culturally advanced city, but at the same time, it was also a very superstitious city.
这看起来好像是很冲突、很矛盾，但是这是一个事实。
This may seem very conflictive, but it is also a reality.
我们请看十七章十六节。
Let's refer to chapter 17, verse 16.
十六节，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
Verse 16. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols.
这是保罗他所看见的一个事实。
This was a fact that Paul observed.
一个文化最进步的地方，也是一个最充满着迷信的地方。
Even in a culturally advanced society, there is still a lot of superstition.
但是他们有没有真的找到信仰，找到神呢？
Had they really found a faith in a God?
其实也没有。
They had not.
所以他们这一个城市，很多的人，他们继续的在寻求神。
Therefore, many people in the city were still seeking out God.
保罗要将真神主耶稣基督来介绍给他们。
Paul wanted to introduce the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to these people.
从保罗跟这些人的接触里头，可以让我们学习到三个跟我们都有关的重点。
There are three main points that we can learn from Paul's interaction with the Athenians.
虽然这些人离我们大概是两千年前的人。
Even though these people existed 2,000 years ago.
但是一直以来人性是没有什么改变的。
But there hasn't been many great changes in human nature.
他们的软弱也会是我们的软弱。
Their weaknesses are also our weaknesses.
他们的需要 也会是我们的需要。
Their needs are also reflected in our needs.
他们在人生里头所追求的也是我们应该追求的。
Their pursuits in life are the same as our own.
保罗将主耶稣基督来介绍给他们。
Paul came to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ to them.
主耶稣基督能够满足他们所寻求的。
Jesus Christ can fulfill what they seek.
主耶稣基督可以满足他们的需要。
Jesus Christ can fulfill their needs.
那到底人在追求什么？人有什么需要？
What are humans seeking and what do they need?
从17节到21节啊，保罗告诉他们一件事情。
From verses 17 to 21, Paul tells them this.
啊，保罗说基督要实现他们追求知识的欲望。
Paul said that Christ would realize those things that they were seeking.
这个时代为什么会一直的啊，在很多层面不断的进步
？Why was there such advancement in that era?
啊，因为人都有追求知识的这种欲望。
It's because we have this desire for knowledge.
啊，但是一直以来，人所得到的知识也不能够完全的来满足人。
However, the knowledge that we receive cannot fully satisfy us.
所以人的这个追求知识的欲望一直是没有实现的。
Therefore, this desire for knowledge can never be completed.
那保罗告诉他们，主耶稣基督要实现他们追求知识的这个欲望。
Yet Paul told them that Jesus Christ would fulfill this need and desire for knowledge.
这个城市是一个在追求知识的一个城市。
This city was in pursuit of knowledge.
请看17节。
Let's refer to verse 17.
于是在保罗在会堂里与犹太人和前进的人并且每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
17. Therefore he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshippers and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there.
在这里你随便找到一个人你都可以找一个话题来跟他谈论。
In this place, whoever you came upon, you could speak them with them on any topic.
哦，你觉得你不懂的，你可以去随便找一个人问他，他懂不懂
？If there was anything you did not understand, you could seek out a person and ask them if they understood.
哦，你如果有什么新的理论，你也可以随便找几个人就来向他们讲说。
If you had any new reasoning, you could find a crowd and speak to them.
所以对保罗来讲，这就是一个很好的传福音的场所。
To Paul, this was a very good platform for evangelism.
那保罗是犹太人。
Paul was a Jew.
啊，他不但跟犹太人来谈论，他所遇到的人有机会，他就跟他们谈论。
He not only spoke to fellow Jews, but any other person he could meet.
哦，所以很快的，有人就发现说，在我们当中来了一个不一样的人。
Very quickly, people found that there was someone unusual and out of the ordinary amongst them.
18节
Verse 18.
还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说些什么，有的说他似乎传说外邦鬼神的，这话是因为保罗传讲耶稣已复活的道。
18. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, What does this babbler want to say? Others said, He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection.
在当代比较有名的这个哲学思想，当然也在这个城市里头。
Many famous philosophers of the time were also found within the city of Athens.
比如18节就讲到有两派的哲学思想的这些人他们也在这个城市里头。
There were also two philosophical sects in the city.
不管是谁，保罗也愿意跟他们谈有关耶稣的事情。
Regardless of who they were, Paul wanted to speak of Jesus Christ.
所以18节、19节就在讲到当时这些人他们的反应。
Verses 8 and 19 show the people's reaction.
有些人听不懂，也没有兴趣，就说这个人不晓得在讲些什么。
Some didn't understand and didn't care what this man had to say.
有一些人认为说这个保罗他好像在讲一个新的宗教。
Some people thought that this guy, Paul, was speaking of a new religion.
那这是当时一个 言论自由的一个城市。言论讲话可以很自由的讲。
And there was freedom of speech in the city.
所以也有人呢，在十九节就邀请保罗到一个特别的地方去那边讲保罗 所想要讲的。
As a result, in verse 19, we see that some people took him to the Areopagus so he could talk about this new doctrine.
当然保罗能，他当然会把握住这个好的机会。
Of course, Paul sees this good opportunity.
那保罗所讲的是超过啊当时的，超越了当时的这些有名的哲学的思想。
What Paul had to say superseded the doctrines of that time.
当时有一种思想是说，人活着就是要享受。
There was one principle of that time, which was we live to enjoy ourselves.
所以这样的思想让很多人是过着这种很放纵的生活。
And because of this belief, many people led wanton lives.
那另外有人认为说，不是的，人要好好的修炼修行自己。
Others thought that instead one should have exercise great self-control.
当然他们就是反对那种放纵的人。
Of course, this group was against those who cared about debauchery.
那这样的人，他们对自己当然会有很多的要求。
Of course, these believers had great expectations of themselves.
那当然，保罗所讲的超越了当时这些有名的哲学思想。
But what Paul had to say went above the popular beliefs of that time.
因为保罗所讲的是主耶稣十字架的道理跟主耶稣的复活。
Because Paul spoke of this gospel of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这些都已经跳脱了人世间的熙熙攘攘的，或是这样，或是那样的生活形态。
These events and doctrines transcended human life.
当保罗讲十字架的道理，是会让这些哲学家要深深的去做思考。
When Paul spoke of the cross, it forced the philosophers to meditate deeply.
当保罗讲到主耶稣的代死，主耶稣的爱，连那个小孩子也都能够听得明白，能够接受。
When Paul spoke of the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, even children could understand the concept.
因为爱总是最容易让人去感受到的。
Because love is easily experienced.
那主耶稣就是爱。
And because the Lord is love.
主耶稣爱所有的世人，主耶稣曾经为世人来死。
Lord Jesus Christ loved all of mankind and died in their stead.
所以保罗所讲的可以让人很容易接受，也可以让人深深的再去做思考。
The things Paul said could be easily accepted and meditated upon.
这里有许许多多的人，他们就是在追求知识。
Many of the people in Athens were seeking knowledge.
所以保罗所传讲的主耶稣就是知识当中的知识。
The Lord Jesus Christ, which Paul was preaching, was the knowledge above all knowledge.
就好像主耶稣他自己所说的，说我就是道路、真理、生命。
Just the same way that the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这些正是这许多的人他们所想要的。
And these are the things that the people of Athens desired.
这些知识是他们应该得到的。
This is the kind of knowledge that they should receive.
这些知识也是我们今天所可以得到的。
This knowledge is also what we can receive today.
我们请看马可福音第一章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1.
马可福音第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
二十一节，耶稣到了加百农，就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
21, then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught.
众人都很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们见像有权柄的人，不像文士。
22, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
这里讲到主耶稣的福音，主耶稣的道理是带着权柄。
Here it tells us that the gospel of Christ comes with authority.
人有一个天性，就是不喜欢权威，反抗权威。
Our nature is that we do not like to go against authority.
我们会去反抗。
We want to rebel against authority.
就好像小小孩啊，他就会开始，很快的就会开始表示他的意见。
Just like young children who will give their own opinion very early on.
很快的就会开始反抗父母亲对他的要求。
Quickly they will rebel against their parents' expectations.
所以这是一个很强的人性。
This is a very strong form of human nature.
但是说也奇怪，人反抗权威，但是人又很想要有那个真正的权威。
It is quite a paradox that we want to rebel against authority, and yet we seek out this true authority.
这就是为什么人总是在这个人的生活里头在制造英雄。
This is the reason that in our lives we are creating heroes.
那种有口才的、有才能的、有才华的，常常会被塑造成是英雄。
Those who have charisma and talent and skill are called heroes.
总是会有很多的人愿意来跟从，甚至为他牺牲。
Many people will follow these heroes and even sacrifice their lives for them.
人反抗权威，但是人又很想要有真正的权威，他能够降服于这个权威。
We rebel against authority, and yet we seek this authority that we can submit to.
这个是人的矛盾。
This is a paradox.
这也常常是造成社会问题的原因之一。
This is also one cause of our social problems.
人也在寻求那个所谓的权威权柄。
We seek authority.
这就是为什么我们需要主耶稣。
And this reason is why we need Jesus Christ.
主耶稣让我们找到真正的权柄，真正的权威。
Because the Lord has given us this true authority.
我们再请看约翰福音第二章。
Let us also refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章二十四节。
John chapter 2, verse 24.
二十四节，耶稣不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men.
二十五节也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
25 and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
我们常常会觉得对方常常让我们很不容易去了解。
We often feel we cannot understand others.
甚至我们常常觉得我也不了解自己。
Sometimes we may even feel that we do not understand ourselves.
这就是为什么我们一直在追求知识。
That is why we seek knowledge.
我们想要去了解人性，我们想要去了解人。
We're trying to understand human nature and to understand others.
我们也很愿意，急需要认识自己。
And we are willing to understand ourselves.
但是我们常常是没有办法达到。
But we cannot attain it.
但是在这里告诉我们说主耶稣他知道万人，主耶稣知道人的心。
Here it tells us that the Lord knows all men, and he knows what lies within them.
主耶稣真的能够实现我们这个追求知识的这种欲望。
Jesus can realize and fulfill this desire for knowledge.
他真的具有绝对的权柄。
He has full and complete authority.
他是造我们的神，他完全的了解我们。
He is the God who created us, and therefore he can fully understand us.
所以当时的这些雅典人，他们需要认识主耶稣。
Therefore, the Athenians of Paul's time needed to come to know Jesus Christ.
今天我们如果认为知识非常的重要，那么我们需要主耶稣。
If we think that knowledge is very important today, then that means we need Jesus Christ.
我们请再看回《使徒行传》十七章。
Let us return to the passage in Acts chapter 17.
那保罗所要告诉他们的第二件重要的事情。
There was a second important point that Paul was trying to convey.
就是从二十二节到二十六节。
From verses 22 through 26.
主耶稣基督要成全他们对宗教的需要跟寻求。
The Lord also wanted to fulfill their religious needs.
我们请看二十二节。
Let's refer to verse 22.
二十二节，保罗站在亚列巴谷当中说：“众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。”
Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious."
保罗发现在雅典这些人他们是很文明的很先进的
Paul discovered that the people of Athens were very advanced and progressive、
啊、但是无论如何他们也是人
But they are still humans
人的本能人的天性之一就是宗教心
And another facet of human nature is a desire for religious
从圣经来看人是神的一个非常特别的创造物
From the biblical perspective, we know that humans are a very special creation of God.
那他的特别之一就是人跟神有一个很直接、很特别的关系。
One unique characteristic is that humans have a very direct connection with God.
人有良心，人有是非的心。
Humans have conscience and an understanding of good and evil.
人在很多的努力里头会发现自己的有限。
In their endeavors, humans will find their limitations.
人很容易的在生活里头发现自己有很多的软弱跟错误。
People find that in their lives they have many weaknesses and mistakes.
人面对这种软弱、错误、有限。
People face these limitations and weaknesses.
人就会对周遭的很多的事情产生了这种害怕敬畏的心理
For this reason, people will find that they are afraid
好，所以人会去敬畏这个大自然
Then they will come to worship nature
人也会去追求这个超自然的事情
They will also pursue the things that transcend nature
好的确这些都不是其他的动物其他的创造物所有的
This is a characteristic that no other living being possesses
正常来讲每一个人只要是人他都有良心都有是非的心
Generally speaking, every human being will have this conscience
为什么会这样子
Why is that?
因为这是神的创造
Because we were created so
所以人会去寻求宗教寻求这些超自然的力量这个是本性
It is our human nature for us to look for the supernatural and for religion
人会对其他的人甚至对自己失望这个也是本性
It is also our human nature to be disappointed in ourselves and in others.
因为人有良心，人有是非的心。
Because we have conscience and morality.
我们请看罗马书第二章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章十四节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 14.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
14. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
在这里保罗说，纵然一个人他没有宗教的信仰，那么他里头也有这个是非的标准。
Paul says that even if a person should not have religion or morality, internally, they also still have a standard of good and evil.
十五节
Verse 15.
这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，较量，或以为是，或以为非。
15. Who show the work of the law written in their hearts.Their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
人的良心如果没有被遮掩，没有被扭曲，人是可以判断是非的。
If our conscience has not been overshadowed, then we can understand what is good and what is evil.
所以不用圣经来告诉我们说我们有错误，我们有罪。
Even without the Bible, we know that we are wrong and we know that we have sin.
好，我们自己就能够告诉我们自己，我们的生活充满很多的错误，我们在神的面前亏欠神的荣耀。
We can tell ourselves that we have made many mistakes and that we have fallen short of the glory of God.
人是软弱的，人是有限的。
Humans are weak and limited.
这就是为什么只要有人的地方， 就会有拜神的事情。
For this reason, wherever there are humans, there is a worship of God.
哦，这就是为什么宗教一直不会在人的生活里头被消灭。
This is the reason that religion will never disappear from humanity.
哦，但是就像在雅典的人，他们还是没有办法满足实现这一种宗教的欲望。
However, in the case of these Athenians, they could not fulfill the desire for religion.
为什么他们已经这么多的神像？他们还没有办法来满足他们这种宗教心。
Even though they had so many idols and divinities, they still could not fulfill their desire for religion.
好，首先我们来看这个事实。
First, let us observe this reality.
请看《使徒行传》十七章二十三节。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 17, verse 23.
二十三节，我游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
23. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with the inscription, To the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you.
这个雅典城充满着文化，所以也是一个心胸很开阔的一个地方。
The city of Athens was very culturally advanced, and they were very open to this new idea.
哦，所以他们也很坦白。
They were also very transparent.
哦，有得到就说得到，没有得到就承认我还没有得到。
If they receive it, they would acknowledge it, and the same if they had not yet attained it.
哦，从一方面，他们继续很努力的在追求知识。
From one perspective, they were endeavoring to find knowledge.
哦，所以还是继续有很多的人。到这里来发表他们新的言论。
Many would come to talk about their new ideas and beliefs.
也有很多人继续的在研究已经被发表的言论。
There were also many who were analyzing and examining what had already been presented.
从另外一方面，他们还是很多人很努力的继续的在追求信仰。
And from a different perspective, others were pursuing faith.
而且他们觉得他们还没有得到那个真正的信仰。
They felt that they had not yet achieved that true faith or religion.
他们还没有找到那一位真正的神。
They had not yet found that true God.
所以才会在二十三节他们特别立了一座坛。
As a result, they had set aside a special altar.
就是叫做他们还不认识的神的坛。
It was an altar dedicated to this unknown God.
他们很坦白，那这也是一个事实。
They were very honest and transparent in this truth.
在他们还没有认识主耶稣之前，他们的宗教心是真的没有办法得到满足的。
Before they came to know Jesus Christ, their heart pursuing of religion could not be fulfilled.
这个对人宗教心的满足，这也是人生一个最重要的事情之一。
The fulfillment of this religious desire is one of the most important things in human life.
这就是为什么保罗对他们的介绍是非常的重要。
This is why Paul's introduction of this new doctrine was crucial.
那保罗呢，就他已经找到了，得着了，所以他很愿意的来跟这些人分享。
Paul had found it and received it, and he was sharing it now.
那么到底大家真正需要的神是怎样的神？
What kind of God is the kind of God that we really need?
24节。
Verse 24.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿。
24. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands.
我们所需要的神就是创造宇宙万物的真神。
The God that we need is the creator of heaven and earth.
25节。
25.
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
Verse 25. Nor is he worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things.
这里说这位神也是赏赐的神。
This tells us that this God is also a giver.
任何我们人生里头最重要的事物的事项都是出于他。
All the things that we need in this world originate in him.
我们的生命来自于他，因为他是生命的源头。
Our life comes from him because he is the fountain of life.
啊，他也是所有知识的来源。
He is the source of all knowledge.
啊，他是宇宙当中的最开始的原因。
He is the first originator.
啊，二十六节。
26.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界。
26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.
世界上没有一个掌控一切的人。
In the world, there is not one man who controls the whole of the earth.
所以世界上也没有哪一个权柄是不会遇到挑战或者是这个不服从。
Therefore, there is no authority upon this earth that will not be challenged.
只有神他是真正的掌控一切。
Only God has possession of it all.
所以保罗对他们的介绍就超越了他们当时一切的这些宗教的活动跟这些与宗教有关的物品。
Paul's introduction of this God went beyond all of these idols and religious practices of the time.
那这正是他们的需要，也是我们的需要。
This fulfilled their need, which means that it also fulfills our need today.
借着主耶稣基督的福音，让我们能够认识真正的宗教，满足我们宗教的需要。
It is through the gospel of Jesus Christ that we come to an understanding of the true religion, and it fulfills in us this need for religion.
不但可以认识，而且可以真正的来领受。
Not only can we come to know it, but we can truly receive it.
所以保罗他们传福音的当中常常鼓励人，勉励人要来领受救恩。
When Paul was preaching, he would encourage the people to receive this gospel of salvation.
是能够真正的走在一条道路上。
Because it means to truly walk upon this path.
唯一的道路，人一定需要的道路。
This is the only path, and it is the path that we need.
让人领受最重要的生命。
It is so that we can receive the most precious life.
接下来从《使徒行传》十七章二十七节一直到三十四节，这是第三个重点。
From Acts chapter 17, verses 27 to 34, there is the last point.
就是保罗告诉他们，主耶稣基督要实现人情感上的需要。
That is that the Lord Jesus Christ would fulfill people's emotional needs.
人在生活里头很多的活动，很多的努力，常常就是为了要满足人的这种情感上、感情上的需要。
In life, we have many activities that are to fulfill our emotional need.
这也是人被创造的一个很特别的地方。
This is also another very interesting aspect of those of us who are created.
只要我们仔细的观察，我们会发现自己、发现别人都有强烈的这种感情上需要满足的这种欲望。
If we examine ourselves or others, we know that there is a very strong desire for emotional fulfillment.
每当下班的时间到了，
whenever it is time to leave work,
幼儿园里头的所有的这些小朋友他们很快的就把玩具、就把他们喜欢吃的东西、喜欢玩的东西甩到一旁。
The children will throw aside their toys and the things that they like.
大家在等的爸爸妈妈来接我。
They all are waiting for dad and mom to come pick them up.
尤其当一两个小朋友被接走了。
Especially when one or two of the children have been picked up.
其他的小朋友对这些游戏、这些玩具真的就不再有兴趣了。
You find that the remaining children no longer have any interest in their toys and activities.
比较大的孩子把自己都准备好了，在那边等着人来接他。
The older children are all prepared to be picked up.
小朋友对什么都不再有兴趣了，一直往外看，听见有车子的声音就看看是不是爸爸来了、妈妈来了。
The young children are no longer interested in their toys, and they look outside the window, listening for the car where their parents are going to pick them up.
他们知道时间到了，他们要有爸爸妈妈来接他们。
They know that the time has come for dad or mom to come pick them up.
啊，这就是一种感情上的需要。
This is an emotional need.
啊，夫妻之间也是这个样子。
We find that this also happens among husbands and wives.
哦，那其实人跟神之间也是这个样子。
And this same desire is also found between us and God.
哦，当我们找到了神。
When we find God,
哦，当我们跟神建立起关系。
When we have established a relationship with God,
那是怎样的感觉？
That is the feeling that we want.
有人说，我觉得我真的像回到了家。
Some people will say it feels like coming home.
有人觉得说，我觉得很温暖，神在拥抱我。
Some people will feel this warmth of God embracing them.
有人觉得说，我的人生变得非常的确定。
Some find certainty in their life.
有人觉得说，我突然间觉得我很平安，很安稳。
Some will feel the sudden comfort and peace.
是的，主耶稣基督他来满足我们情感上的需要。
Surely the Lord Jesus Christ has come to fulfill our emotional needs.
让我们真正得到满足。
So that we can truly find a complete fulfillment.
请看《使徒行传》十七章三十节。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 17, verse 30.
三十节。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察；如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
30. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent.
啊，在我们还没有认识主耶稣的时候，人就一直存在着这种感情的需要。
Before we came to know God, we already have this desire for emotional fulfillment.
哦，那人就啊，往这方面、那方面，很多的方面。去追求满足这个感情的欲望。
People sought so many different ways to fulfill their emotional needs.
那常常是啊不正确的啊是错的，甚至是啊是这个伤害自己、伤害别人的活动。
But many of these emotional pursuits were wrong and even harmful and hurtful to others.
哦，那神不会跟我们计较。
But God will not hold us accountable to these things.
啊，神愿意赦免我们一切的过患。
But rather, He is willing to give way to all the things that we have made, all the mistakes we have made in the past.
啊，当我们遇见了主耶稣。
When we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，当我们进入了这一个真正的信仰。
When we come and enter into this true faith.
啊，我们只要在主耶稣的面前，我们来向他认错悔改。
So long as we come before the presence of Jesus Christ and repent fully.
啊，我们就要从他来得到我们感情上的这种满足。
Then we will receive this emotional fulfillment.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
那就是在我们信了主耶稣之后，这一个需要还是一直存在我们的生活里头。
Even after we come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this emotional need remains in our life.
约翰福音四章十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 13.
十三节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
13. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again."
啊，这是人的追求里头的一个啊最大的缺陷。
This is the greatest shortcoming of human pursuit.
啊，主耶稣说：“我们喝这个水还会再渴。”
Jesus says, "Even if we drink of this water, we will still be thirsty."
啊，我们所能够得到的满足，常常是有条件的、有限的。
The fulfillment that we can obtain is so limited.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
是的，我们有感情得到满足的欲望。
We have this desire for emotional fulfillment.
那主耶稣要成为我们真正的满足。
And the Lord wants to become the source of this fulfillment.
他要让我们得到的是满足的爱。
What he wants us to receive is this fulfilling love.
哦，让我们的人生更加的快乐。
So that we will find joy and happiness in our lives.
哦，他要让我们有满足的喜乐。
He wants us to have this fulfilled joy.
啊，是人所不能够把我们夺走的。
It is a kind of joy that nobody can take away.
哦，这种喜乐也不是任何的东西可以来跟我们交换的。
This joy cannot be exchanged with anything in this world.
在主耶稣基督里头，我们要得到满足的平安。
In Jesus Christ, we will receive this fulfilling peace.
啊，在我们让人觉得是最可怜、最困苦的时候，我们还可以去安慰别人。
In our most pitiful and moment of our lives, we can still go comfort others.
啊，这也是一个基督徒、一个神的百姓非常奇特的地方。
This is a very special and unique characteristic of the people of God.
啊，当主耶稣成了我们的满足。
When the Lord Jesus Christ becomes our fulfillment,
哦，我们啊，本来是需要接受安慰的，我们反而可以去安慰别人。
Although it may have been the case that we needed comfort, we find that we can comfort others.
哦，这种人生难道不是我们所想要的吗？
Isn't this the type of lifestyle that we want?
今天我们跟雅典人一样，也是不断的在追求知识。
Today we are just like those Athenians pursuing knowledge.
啊，知识有很多的好处。
There are many benefits to knowledge.
但是我们也看到知识也带来很多的啊这个啊副作用。
But we also see that there are many negative effects of knowledge.
比如说知识带给人骄傲。
For example, knowledge can bring us pride.
啊，有骄傲的地方就会有人与人之间的问题。
Where there is pride, there will be interpersonal conflict.
人与人之间有问题，就不会有快乐。
If there is conflict, there will not be happiness.
啊，如何能够避免这种知识所带来的骄傲？
If we can prevent this pride that comes from knowledge,
啊，除非主耶稣基督满足了我们知识上的这种需求。
And allow the Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill our intellectual desires.
这世界上充满着许多的宗教。
And there are so many different religious and denominations in the world.
很多的宗教最后只留于那个仪式形式。
But the truth is that the root of all of these religions are only rituals.
而且还有一些的宗教甚至扭曲了人心，扭曲了人性。
Some of these religions are even going against human nature and human desire.
Twisted. 哦，所以给这个社会啊带来的伤害跟不平安。
This has brought unrest and a loss of peace in the society.
啊，只有主耶稣基督能够真正来满足我们的宗教心。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can fulfill our religious need.
啊，人很多的追求常常只能够满足我们这种感觉上、感官上的这个满足。
Many of these pursuits can only fulfill some type of emotion.
啊，只有主耶稣基督能够真正的来满足我们感情上的需求。
However, only Jesus Christ can profoundly fulfill our emotional needs.
哦，所以我们可以大声的说，肯定的说，主耶稣是我们一切所需要的。
Therefore, we can with all confidence say that Jesus is all that we need and want.
啊，我们的下礼拜就是我们的联恩会。
Next week, we will be holding our evangelical convocation.
啊，联恩会就是我们一个很美好的一个机会，让我们再一次的来寻求我们这些人生重要的满足。
This is a very important event because it allows us to make these pursuits for fulfillment.
实现我们得到真正的知识。
And to realize and receive true knowledge.
实现我们宗教的这种欲望。
And to fulfill our religious desires.
实现我们这种感情上的欲望。
And to obtain fulfillment for our emotional needs.
所以请我们大家尽量的将下礼拜从星期五到星期天把它空出来。
Let us make an effort to set aside next week from Friday through Sunday.
好，我们会再一次的体验到，是的，这对我们来讲是一个我们所需要的新的道理。
Then we will experience again this new and necessary doctrine.
我们一起唱诗，339首。
Let us sing hymn 339.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. My strength from day to day, with all. When I am said to him, my God, no other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He is my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. And in I go to him for blessing, and he gives them all and all. He sent the sunshine and the rain. He sent the harvest golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest so grain. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could a dear friend deny when he is so true to me? For all in him I know I'm right. He watches over me day and night. For all in him, by day and night, is my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now, I trust him when life waiting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend, beautiful life that had no end. Eternal life, eternal joy is mine.
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，主耶稣是不是仍然啊，是我们的生命当中的所有啊，我们最需要去拥有的
？The Lord Jesus Christ is that all-encompassing thing that we need in our lives.
啊，是的，主耶稣曾经是我们的所有。
And He truly is our everything.
啊，但是今天呢
？But today.
是不是主耶稣仍然是我们的所有
？Is that true that the Lord is our everything?
啊，或许我们已经越来越少的去拥有主耶稣。
Perhaps we have less and less possession of the Lord as our everything.
啊，所以我们的灵恩会对我们来讲是非常的重要。
For this reason, the spiritual convocation is important.
啊，主耶稣愿意让我们来啊拥有他。
The Lord is willing for us to have Him fully.
啊，只要我们拿出几天的时间。啊，我们能够再一次的完全的来拥有主耶稣。
So long as we can set aside a few days so that we can come to have this fulfillment.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
We will now have our concluding prayer.
啊，求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够预备好我们自己来参加下个礼拜的灵恩布道会。
We pray to the Lord to help us so we can prepare for next week's spiritual convocation.
我们也特别为下礼拜的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us make a special prayer for next week's events.
让主耶稣能够成为更多人的啊这个满足啊，跟达到他们所需要的。
The Lord may be the fulfillment of many more people's needs.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.